Be a polite mobile phone user. Characters: Bernie Lee, a features editor at Teen Trend magazine. Candice Mann, an assistant editor at Teen Trend magazine. Jenny North, deputy editor of Teen Trend magazine. Scene 1. Teen Trend magazine's office just before lunch hour.
Hi, Benny. Are you okay?
Patrick is tied up and Jenny wants me to write his article. And guess what? It's due tomorrow. Mobile phone etiquette. Just where am I going to get all these ideas for the half-page column?
Oops, sorry. Eric and I are going to lunch at Wingwa Canteen. Do you want to join us?
No, thanks. I must think about the article now.
Okay, see you later then. Take care.
Scene 2. After lunch hour at Jenny's office.
How are you getting on with that assignment I gave you this morning?
Well, I just jotted down a few ideas.
Don't worry, let's do it together. I was thinking, since a lot of us are joined at the hip to our precious mobile phones, it'd be good to cover mobile phone etiquette.
Yes, I agree. It is not uncommon to see people using their phones, talking, playing games, or even watching videos.
What do you have in mind then?
Well, I think I'll start with manners which can cause great offence to others. You know, when we use our phones, we might be adopting a bad-mannered alter ego without realizing it. Sorry, boss, I didn't...
Now, isn't that a perfect example of the offence mobile phones can cause others? When you're talking with someone, especially your boss, give him, her, your complete attention. Keep the gadget out of sight and silenced. Calls can wait, and you've got voicemail.
Sorry again, boss. Yes, I will note it down. And I think it's important to apologize to the person you're speaking to first, before answering the call.
And step outside to talk if it's going to be long.
Can I include choosing the right ringtone too? There are hundreds of ringtones out there. And let's face it, most of them are naff. I think it's always best to pick a sensible ringtone that won't annoy anyone.
I can't agree more. Also, mention ringtone volume 2. We need to respect the situation and silence our phones accordingly.
Indeed. Like in the office. Or in cinemas and theatres, when people need a quiet and undisturbed environment to enjoy the show.
I remember that an American actress called Patti LuPone once stopped a play in a theatre in New York because an audience member kept taking flash photos. She walked to the front of the stage and gave the culprit a mouthful. Perhaps phones should be banned in cinemas and theatres and such places.
I think so too. Whether people are taking flash photos or talking on the phone, they're disturbing others. It's both inappropriate and annoying, isn't it?
Absolutely. I was in a coffee shop this morning and the woman in front of me was yakking about her husband while ordering her coffee.
That's terrible. We're not interested in your family business, thank you.
Well, not only that. Talking on the phone while transacting business in shops or banks is bad manners too. Sorry, I have to take this. Perhaps you can go out and tidy up your notes.
Sure. Thanks, Jenny.
Scene 3. 6 o'clock in the office. Bernie is typing up the article. The phone on her desk rings. She picks up the call.
Hi, Bernie. Do you think you can expand your article? Mike's interview was cancelled and he has nothing for his half page.
What? How can I... Right. Maybe. About people looking at their phones when they walk? Many are actually playing games. I understand if there are urgent messages to reply, but playing games while walking... Ah! And they're slowing the people behind down.
Yes, that's a good one. It's all about being considerate to others, isn't it? Remember our joke about the announcements for escalators at MTR stations? It used to be, please hold the handrail. Now it's, please hold the handrail. Don't keep your eyes only on the mobile phone. That's hilarious, isn't it?
It is indeed. Thanks, Jenny. I think I have enough to fill the page. I'll give you the piece tomorrow.
Brilliant. Thanks, Bernie.